We had a situation late last year where I think it was unprecedented in recent times across Ireland, where over 100 GPs and hospital consultants sent separate letters to the Minister for Health appealing for an intervention and laying out the crisis at the hospital, particularly in the emergency department, but also in the wider hospital. And, you know, I've been advised recently that there's been little progress since then, a lack of urgency from government. And what does this mean? This means that you have older people, children, for long periods in, you know, hard seats on trolleys rather than in actual beds and wards. It means that you have cancellations of surgeries and appointments, people waiting longer in pain and agony, and of course doctors and nurses in impossible conditions. That's what all of this means in real terms. And, you know, we're exasperated raising this with government, and we're at the point now where it's very clear only a change of government's going to sort this out.
And these figures that we see published for this month, and it's just going to get, the situation is just going to get worse and worse, it seems, as the months go on.
No, indeed. I mean, if we look at the number of cancellations last year in Sligo Hospital and in Letterkenny Hospital, it was well over 8,000. You know, that's people who, you know, could be cancer patients. That's people who could have life-threatening situations. That's people who are living in great pain. So there's a whole range of things. There's the trolley crisis in the emergency department. There's the procedures that have been cancelled. And, of course, we have a government that's underfunding our health system and are, at the moment, putting in place a recruitment embargo, stopping the necessary nurses and doctors being appointed.